opening bell this morning. Dow's down about 89 points. I'm Bob Clark. It's time for our stock update with Pavlos Penagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks. And Pavlos, obviously the presidential election, hard to get away from that right now, thanks to the 24-hour news cycle. The Nevada caucuses are coming up this Saturday, then South Carolina on February 29th, all leading up to Super Tuesday on March 3rd. We know the political risks to the stock market. What other risks are out there as well at this point?
Well, Bob, you mentioned that the market is down 80 points, but there's a lot of concern about corporate earnings out there and also the coronavirus. But on the bright side, the weather's getting warmer and the mortality rate on coronavirus is much less, but it definitely is going to affect the earnings of companies that are involved in China. But one of the other things I want to talk about to you is a powerful banking apparatus with 12 appointed non-elected members, which I fondly call the creature from Jekyll Island.
Now, you're talking about the Federal Reserve, created on December 23rd. On 1913 on Jekyll Island, Georgia, by the robber barons of the time, J.P. Morgan and Company. Why is the Fed so important to the stock market and its success?
Well, at one time, the Fed sent monetary policy, and their mandate was to smooth out a smooth-running banking system, being the banker's bank. But today, it's evolved into a creature that not only wants to have an orderly banking system, which is good, but a political tool used by both parties. Both sides want to smooth up the ups and downs of the economy, especially when they're in power. And now the Fed's goal is to engineer our economy.
Okay, that doesn't sound much like capitalism, but how do we know that the Federal Reserve manipulates the economy? And if they do, who cares?
You know, first, capitalism is brought by the forefront by Sir Adam Smith in his 1776 book, The Wealth of Nations. He talks about the invisible hand, how the law of supply and demand and scarce resources work out best for our society. It's because wealth is created when an invisible hand pushes resources and shifts them to where they are most needed and where the demand is. It creates profit and wealth for our world and our individuals. The government is involved. We know that, Bob. The invisible hand is replaced by the iron fist, and we know what that can lead to.
Yeah, the Soviet Union, of course, centralized government begins slowly and then becomes a slippery slope to totalitarianism. And how's the Federal Reserve a factor in the slippery slope to socialism?
Right?
Yeah.
The Republicans and Democrats in the House and Senate want Fed intervention as a tool for their political agendas, depending upon who's in power. The financial media rarely mentions that the last 14 of the last 15 recessions were caused by Fed action. I bring that up because one current nominee is Judy Shelton, a PhD in economics, and her nomination is in trouble.
Well, how can her nomination be in trouble if the Republicans have a majority there in the Senate? President Trump has nominated her. She should be a shoo-in, right?
Right, that would be normal case, right? We'd think that's logical, but Dr. Shelton doesn't agree with the modern monetary theorists who believe that the Fed can engineer the economy in a soft landing, thus preventing recession. These theorists have no political label. They're just good old Keynesian. That's her label. She's an Austrian economist. Again, she believes in not monetizing the national debt. She believes that will lead to inflation. Dr. Shelton is a sound money economist with great insight. Her book, Money Meltdown, was published in November of 2009 as the financial crisis was beginning, and then The Coming Soviet Crash was published in early 1989, 2 years before the crash happened in Russia, and again, months before the fall of the Berlin Wall on November 19th, 1989. Again, if we see her appointment is in trouble, that could be a problem. We'd like to see some dissension is views on the Fed panel, and again, all the Keynesian packed Federal Reserve, we do need a Austrian economist there on the Fed, so let's hope her nomination gets through. Again, you know what I always like to say when we look at what's going to happen on the horizon in our future?
Yeah, don't listen to the economists who didn't see the last crisis coming, right? Right. How can our listeners reach you, Pavlos, you and your team?
Reach us here locally this morning, 828-4068, or go to our website, myfinancialsense.com. If you'd like to hear past radio shows, you can go to our website and definitely listen to those. Again, lastly, I want to mention securities and investment advisory services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. Bob, you and Francina and everybody have a great day today.
All right, you too, Pavlos. We'll talk to you coming up next week.